Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck.
This podcast brought to you by Competitive Trucking Insurance from Total Insurance Agencies. Be totally covered. TotalIA.com.au. And Seats Are Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats Are Us. SeatsAreUs.com.au.
Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bucks off your glass and the bears off your tail.
This is 98.9 FM, Murray Country.
Welcome on your mob to another week of the Trucking Hour. Before we start the show, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of this country and the traditional owners of the land from which we are broadcasting from, past, present and future.
By golly, it's clean clear to Flagstown, come on.
It's 98.9 FM's Truckin' Hour with Marshall Watigo.
Sponsored by Watigo and Sons Transport, providing professional, personal and cost-effective solutions to all your transport needs.
And Seats Are Us. For a seat to suit, it must be Seats Are Us. And Competitive Trucking Insurance from Total Insurance Agencies. Be totally covered. TotalIA.com.au.
With your host, Marshall Watigo.
And welcome all you mob to another week of the Truckin' Hour, hosted by me, Marshall, the Million Dollar Voice, Watigo, and
Nate, the Plover Whisperer.
Oh, the big guy's back. It's been a bit of a break for you there, big guy, but you're back.
Yeah,
I'm
back.
And
refreshed,
loving it.
Yeah.
Just wow. I am super psyched. I'm pumped. I'm amped for another huge, huge show.
Yeah,
good people.
So am I as well. Yeah, looking forward to it.
So am I, good people. Hey, but before we kick off the show, we better thank our station sponsors, and that's Mark and the boys at Seats Are Us for a seat to suit. It has to be Seats Are Us. Also,
Total Insurance Agencies, be totally covered.
They are the best in the biz, guys. Plus, Watigo and Sons Transport, you call, we haul, you sook, we unhook. That is right.
Great. That was a great one.
Excuse me while I go in the corner and die. That was amazing. But look, well, we've got a huge show today. A massive, massive show. It's been a huge week. How's your week been?
It's been huge, yeah.
Huge. Amazing. That's awesome. I've had a massive week working hard, getting trucks going, just doing heaps of stuff at HHA, which is just exciting times, kids. But look, let's get straight into some music. And this week, I had a special request from a good friend of mine, Steve Wilkinson. Old Wilco. You'll see him running around town in his big blue 379 Peterbilt. Yes.
Whoa.
Another Peterbilt brother out there.
Yeah.
That's it. We're multiplying people. We're taking over one truck at a time. Look, Wilco knows that class pays. So does his young Harley. He knows that class pays as well. He's got a 379 as well. And you'll see it getting around. It's a nice cream and orange one that's getting around town here. Beautiful. A
couple of Peterbilts in the city.
Fingers on
that's
the lips.
Great.
Mwah, mwah. It's beautiful. Both trucks are beautiful. Mwah, mwah. But look, Wilco sent me a message, said, big guy, I need a bit of outlaw music. The stuff you're playing is just not cutting it. I'm paraphrasing people. I'm just making it up. I know how to colour up a story. Don't worry about that. But look, Wilco said, look, can you play me a bit of Wes Brown like a cowboy? And Wilco, you know what? Yes, we can. And this one's coming up for you, big guy. Treat yourself.
It's special.
Let me tell you a story. This is a true story. Got a boy from South Alabama. Live my life like a cowboy, riding from town to town. I've been as high as an eagle flies, I've been up, been down. If I don't do what I want to do, I'll just pack it on up and ride. I live my life like a cowboy on this lonely cowboy's ride. Raised down in Alabama, I get my pay singing up on a stage, and I travel all across this land. All guitar on my back like a tailpin, gotta lean with it when you ride. Fresh out of jail, Lord Dunn blew the bell, Lord, leaning on 65, headed north now.
Oh, Lord, I landed face first on the ground. kids on the farm, driving just as fast as he can go, yeah. Minneapolis in his rear view, he's a dead end of Tulsa, got the hammer down on 82. With every mile marker getting closer, I said, hey, he's a trucker man.
Low and mean, so put on your shower shoes and turn it loose.
you still on the Truck It Out with me, Marshall, the Million Dollar Voice Wattigo, and
Nate the Plover Whisperer.
Oh, that is right. Hey, and our station sponsors, as always, are Mark and the Boys at Seats R Us for a seat to suit. It has to be Seats R Us. Also,
Total Insurance Agencies, be totally covered.
They are the best in the biz, guys. Plus, what do you got on such transport? You call, we haul, you sook, we unhook. That is right.
Radical.
How good was that? Look, sometimes I amaze myself with my awesomeness. Sometimes I don't because I just know that I'm awesome. Jeez, like I'm talking up. Really full of rubbish today. Hey, look, that there was a bit of the Judds, the old Turn It Loose. I love that song. That's why I played it.
That is a good song.
No other particular reason, but I like it. And you're going to listen to it too.
That's a good reason.
Everybody loves a bit
of
Judds.
That's a good reason to listen to it. Yeah, it's a good
one. Nothing wrong with the Judds. And look, coming right up, we got a bit of Chad Morgan with mucking round and trucking round. And I better not say that too fast or I'll muck it up and then we'll be off air. This one goes out to a very special lady, my mum. She loves a bit of Chad Morgan. There you go, Elaine Wattigo. Treat yourself.
It's yours.
I like mucking round, frackin' round and fussin' round as well. I drive like a maniac and give the tourists hell. I take the Sheilas for a ride, they try to ring me bell. I like mucking round, frackin' round and fussin' round as well. I got a snazzy looking rig, you ought to see me horn. I gave a little old lady a birth, she wished she'd not been born. I'm just a lair, as you can see, it's not too hard to tell that I like mucking round, trucking round and fussing round as well. I got a flap the other day, so I had to come to land. I had a Sheila with me and she offered me a hand. I said to her, excuse me love, but do you have the jack? She knocked me flaming block off, now she's never coming back. A copper stopped me yesterday to make me walk a line. I told him that I can't do that, stalling for some time. He said, "Why not, please tell me, and don't give me no bunk." I said, "Because if you must know, I'm too flamin' drunk." I stopped to help a bloke today, I thought he'd broken down. He'd stopped beside the road, you see, and looking like a clown. I said, "What's wrong with you, old mate?" And he said, "Fistin' broke." I said, "Put her there, cause I am too, and it's no flaming joke." I like mucking round, truckin' round, and fussin' round as well. I drive like a maniac and give the tourists hell. I take the Sheilas for a ride, they try to ring me bell. I like mucking round, truckin' round, and fussin' round as well. I like mucking round and trucking round and fussing round and a bit of mucking and a bit more fussing around and mucking around and, you know.
Just... Hey, all you mob, it's Marshall, the Million Dollar Voice here. And as you all know, I own a fleet of trucks. And to work them, I need the best insurance coverage possible. That's why I've always trusted Total Insurance Agencies. They have access to hundreds of insurance companies and underwriting agencies so you receive the best value. Professional advice from experienced insurance experts that you can rely on. Stress-free claims management for when you need it. Direct access to your own personal insurance representative means no dealing with call centres. Accessible and available out of hours because they know life happens 24/7 and they really are there for you. Total Insurance Agencies are a proud member of the Steadfast Group, who are the largest general insurance broker network and group of underwriting agencies in Australasia. Get in touch with them to see how they can help get the most from your insurance policy for your trucking or mobile plant and equipment business. Get on the website totalia.com.au or phone or text anytime 0409 626 724 or call the team on 0730 678672. Total Insurance Agencies. Be totally covered.
Mm-hmm.
eastern town, from Boston to St. Louis. There's some that I don't even know what I'm looking forward to, cause I like my women everywhere I go. So roll on big wheels, now don't you roll so slow. Waiting in Memphis, there's a Betty Lou in Maine. I got a good old gal in Nashville, but man, I forgot her name, but not her figure. I remember that. Yeah, I'm a kiss stealing, a wheeling dealing, drug driving son of a gun. Joe, flying low, I'm making up his time. But from where I sit, I don't believe you'd say I'm wasting mine. I'm moving faster than a Jimmy. If you think I'm a losing time, you're running late. I got a pretty little baby waiting back home for me, but there are six more towns to go till I'm back in Tennessee, and six more women at least I know. Yeah, I'm a kiss stealing, a wheeling dealing, truck driving son of a gun.
About holding you.
Million Bob, you're still on the truck and hour with me, Marshall, the Million Dollar Voice Wattigo, and
Nate the Plover Whisperer.
Settle down, you mad dog. Hey, look, we better thank our station sponsors. As always, Mark and the boys at Seats R Us for a seat to suit. It has to be Seats R Us. Also,
Total Insurance Agencies be totally covered.
They are the best in the biz, guys. Plus, Wattigo and Sons Transport, you call, we haul, you sook, we unhook. That is right. Look, we can't carry on there. We've got to get down to some serious business here. That song we just played then was Goodbye to Hello. I'm sending that one out to my lovely, understanding, caring, thoughtful partner, Chantel Carlisle, because this week, Nate Dog, I did a bad thing.
Oh, what did you do?
Baby did a bad thing.
Baby did a bad
thing. Yeah, I was Chris Isaac.
You should have chucked that one on.
We wanted to rustle that one up, and we'll play that one a bit later on. But, Baby did a bad thing. And, look, for 2 years in a row, I forgot Chantel's birthday.
What happened to you? Did she give you a slap on each cheek each year?
Well, look, it was a bit funny. I got up in the morning, I went to work, and then she was a bit quiet. It wasn't really texting very much throughout the day.
Oh, the silent treatment.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And, so I'm like, okay, we're playing that game. Okay, whatever, that's cool. Okay, I'll just keep working. And I sent her a text, and it was a very short text. And
what did I do wrong?
Yeah, like, what's your problem, Toots? Come on. Like, you know. And, finally I thought, you know what, I better see what's going on here. I said, hey, what's going on? She goes, you forgot again. I went, forgot what? And I still didn't click because she thought I might have got it, but I didn't click because I'm pretty thick. I'm about as thick as two bricks.
Or maybe you have too much to remember. You're like, what did I forget?
Yeah, and then she went, it's my birthday and you forgot it again 2 years in a row. No. God bless you. And I went, oh. I said a few choice words and went, ooh.
So do you owe her 3 birthday cakes now?
I owe her a lot more than that. I'm big guy. I'm in some serious trouble here.
But
look, she took it like a champ. God bless you, Shanny. I'm so sorry. Here's a public apology. She was pretty cool. She knows that I'm useless and totally hopeless with dates and all that sort of stuff. So, but yeah, forgetting the birthday. Have you ever forgotten birthday of significant others and stuff like that?
Yeah, I forgot my sister's birthday, my sister Kirsty. I'm so sorry.
This is why I have Facebook, see, because it comes up in the reminders. But
yeah, and Mum calls me up. Do you know what day it is today? I don't really know, Mum. Sorry.
It's Tuesday.
It's your sister's birthday. Your sister Kirsty. We was planning this and that, and we're going to do this and that, and I felt so bad. But yeah, I showed up to the birthday party and it was all forgiven.
I'm a terrible person. so that's why I just played that song there, Goodbye to Hello for Shanny. There you go, baby. And I'm going to dedicate today's double play. But before we do that, you're going to sing a happy birthday. 3, 2, 1, go.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear Chantel.
Oh, I was going to say Shanny.
Shanny. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
There you go, baby. We're not going to clap it. We're not going to tell everyone that you're 52. She's not that old. She won't be happy about that one. Sorry, bae. So I'm going to dedicate today's double play just to you for being such a good sport because I forgot your birthday 2 years in a row. You're going to get 2 songs from Charlie Rich.
Double play for the double birthday.
Because I know how much of a fan of Charlie Rich that you are, my dear. She's not, but you know what? She is today because these songs, these encapsulate how I feel about you, baby.
Yeah, they're especially for you.
Charlie Rich, the most beautiful girl in the world. Treat yourself, baby.
Walked out on me. this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry, tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her. If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her.
Still on the Trucking Hour with me, Marshall, the million-dollar voice, Wadigo, and
Nate, the plover whisperer.
Oh, that's right, you mad dog. And look, before we go any further, let's not forget our station sponsors, Mark and the boys at Seats R Us, for a seat to suit. It has to be Seats R Us. Also,
Total Insurance Agencies, be totally covered.
They are the best in the biz, guys. Plus, Wadigo and Sons Transport, you call, we haul, you sook, we unhook. That is right.
There we go. Oh, that was great.
Short and sweet. And look, that there was the second song from the double play for my beautiful, thoughtful, understanding and forgiving partner, Chantel Carlisle. There you go, babe. That was Behind Closed Doors, just for you.
Oh, isn't that a sweet song too?
Look, I'm just too nice. I don't think I tell Chantel often enough how lucky she is to have me. Should I tell her more? No,
I'm pretty sure.
Let's just tell her later. Let's just walk away while we're still ahead, and I still have a semblance of pride.
Yeah.
Look, let's get straight back to the music. Here's a bit of Johnny Chester. This one's going out to you, Mum, because my mum's a big fan of Johnny Chester as well. Here you go, a bit of Highway 31. Treat yourself.
Told her that I had no wish to stay, that I would keep on moving and hitch a ride again and grab a cup of coffee at a Glen Rowan Cafe. The border into NSW and maybe stop for lunch at Gundagai. By nighttime I'll reach Sydney to spend a day or two in the arms of some sweet woman. Cause I'll be heading north along Highway 31, Highway 31.
Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Kayla Truth and myself, Clazerbeam.
Oh, when you put your bass in your voice.
This is me putting the bass in my voice.
Sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear Brisbane and Total Insurance Agency.
From 3 to 6 p.m. weekday afternoons. Join me, Clay Cassidaly.
And Kayla Truth.
That's like what I want.
Looking for competitive insurance for your trucking or earth-moving business? Over 40 years' experience specialising in trucks, mobile plant and equipment. Total Insurance Agencies pride themselves in providing quick and accurate responses to clients' needs. Phone or text anytime. 0409 626 724. Visit totalia.com.au. Be totally covered. You owe it to your business. Station sponsor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Winnetong, an Aboriginal Public Health Advisor. The COVID-19 vaccines are now available for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults 50 years and over. The vaccines have been strictly tested by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, the TGA. The vaccine will help protect you, your family and the community from getting seriously sick from COVID-19. You'll be given two doses a few weeks apart. To find out more, have a yarn with your local healthcare worker or your doctor, or visit health.gov.au.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
And I'm ready to go. I'm heading down the road in my big Volvo. Move on over, cause I'm pushing time. The tires are a-humming on this Mac of mine. As I roll through the night on a sheet of tar, the Road Ranger winds in my Western Star. As the sun goes down until the break of dawn, you'll hear the sound of my Claxton horn. Overnighter, rolling through. As I roll through the towns in the middle of the night, where the commons roaring in my long nose white, I drive them hard and I don't pretend. I like the feel of my Mercedes Benz. Country playing on my radio. From a Scania cab, over the night's all aglow. Down through the gears and over the hill, as the turbo whistles in my Louisville. Overnighter, overnighter, rolling through. Another town.
I can't.
in my mind a place we'll call our home. A humble little cot for two we'll never want to roam. The place that's right for that love sight is in them bluegrass hills, where gently flows the Ohio by a place called Louisville. 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles from Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
All you, Bob, you're still on the truck now with me, Marshall, the million-dollar voice, Wattigo, and...
Nate, the plover whisperer. Oh,
absolutely, you bad dog, settle down. Hey, yeah, that there was a bit of Grandpa Jones with 8 more miles to Louisville. I'm in a singing mood today, aren't I?
That was a good little karaoke.
I've got to shake off the sillies here. look, so big guy, plans this weekend, what are you doing? Talk to me.
I am just going to go with the flow, but I'm definitely going to go to the gym.
I've
got to get back in there.
It's working out, working on the pecs and the glutes and that's all I got. I don't know any other gym terminology. I've never stepped into one in my life.
Pumping weights.
Can be bothered. I'm just naturally cut.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be pumping some weights and getting into the boxing bag.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, why not? Sounds like a good plan to me. Well, look, my weekend's going to be huge. I've got my beautiful daughter Katie coming over. Hello. Had it over last weekend. We went to the truck show in South Bank there. Had a great time with the family. Caught up with mate Yogi from Outback Truckers. Remember Yogi to come into the studio? And just sorry to name drop guys, but I know Yogi, okay? Well, he knows me. So can I say it that way? Like that, then make out that I'm the famous one.
Yeah. The million-dollar voice,
That's it. You know, we caught up and all that sort of stuff. And I was a screaming fangirl and got Shannon to pose and the kids to pose with Yogs for a photo. And, walked around, looked at some cool trucks. We had a great time, actually. It was a really good show this year. Great time.
Was there many Peterbilts on the display there?
No, none. Whoa. None, unfortunately, but that's okay. Oh,
what about your Peterbilt?
I see plenty of Peterbilts at work every day.
What about your Peterbilt? Was it there?
Well, see, we had the HHA open day on Saturday, so there was 4 Peterbilts there then. It was an amazing day.
Oh, so that's where the Peterbilts were hanging out.
That's where they were. They were all at the other truck show, the HHA open day, which was an absolute raging success. There were so many people showed up on Saturday to come and check out what we do down there and all that sort of stuff. The film crew was there filming and... I was filmed, of course, being the leading star. No, I'm not. I'm way down on the list of actors. I'm not actors, but the people on the show. But we had a great day and good times.
Any Western stars or
heaps? We had a brand new one there as well that was being delivered and all that sort of stuff. And everyone was checking out. Everyone was really impressed. I was really impressed with the whole day as well.
Did you sign any autographs for $1 million voice or no?
No, nobody asked my autograph. Strange, oddly enough. But look, that's okay.
Maybe they already had it. Maybe they already had the autograph. That's why.
Yes, thank you. Nice save. Nice save, you mad dog. Look, let's get back into the music. Here's a bit of Slim Dusty and Highway Fever.
Treat yourself.
This old rig of mine is home, sweet home. Driving lights, I'm pushing through the night. Highway fever's got a hold on me. There's always one more load, and there's always one more road leading me north or south, my friend. But I don't really care, and I'm rolling way out there, 'cause I'm loaded and I'm rolling again, my friend. Been blood, sweat and tears for nigh on 20 years. I've had my share of woman's strife, but I'm a rambling man. That's what broke my wedding bed. But I'll
home, sweet home to me. And that's the way it'll always be. With my big driving light, I'm pushing through the night. Highway fever's got a hold on me. Times before, when I've been in the wars, I've sworn each time I'd give it up. Tried it once or twice, but couldn't pay the price of losing my freedom on this old track. When my rig begins to roll and there's pride within my soul, I'm king of all that I survey. It's freedom that I feel when I'm here behind the wheel, rolling, rolling this long highway. And this old rig of mine is home, sweet home to me. And that's the way it'll always be. With my big driving light, I'm pushing through the night. Highway fever's got a hold on me. Highway fever's got a hold.
Well, I was high in the saddle at Tarcutter. Green and boy in blue pulled me over for a chat. He said, I think you need a little air in those tires. I said, you would too with a 50-ton load on your back. Well, I was barreling down old Highway 31, admiring the scenery in the hot sun. Rode over across some marble to fuel up, have a shower and throw some coffee in my cup. Then wait for the midnight rush. You know a boy loves to smell the charcoal dust. Something appeared from nowhere right behind. It was a flash of a red and blue light. But I was high in the saddle at Tarcutter. Green boy in blue pulled me over for a chat. He said, I think you need a little air in those tires. I said, you would too with a 50-ton. Eyes open wider than as a rock. He grabbed me by the arm and did his block. When I asked him where he was taking me, he said, son, you got a date with destiny. Well, I was high in the saddle at Tarcutter. He said, I think you need a little air in those tires. I said, you would too with a 50-ton load on your back. Son, I thought about the wall, that's what I told him. The next time I'm overweight, I won't push my luck. And I'll remember to pump those bloody tires up. Well, I was high in the saddle at Tarcutter. There ain't a boy in blue pulled me over for a chat. He said, I think with a 50-ton load on your back. But I was high in the saddle.
Marshall's Off the Wall segment here on the Truckin' Hour on 98.9 FM.
All in all, it's just another song off the wall.
Jet wall. And welcome back, all you Bob. You're still on the truck and now with me, Marshall, the million-dollar voice, Wardigo, and...
Nate, the plover whisperer.
That is right. And look, our station sponsors, as always, Mark and the boys at Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Also...
Total insurance agencies, be totally covered.
Plus, Wardigo and Sons Transport, you call, we haul, you sook, we unhook. That is right. There we go. Look at that, yeah, look. That was a little bit of a shorter one because I'm getting a little bit emotional, big guy, because that there was the off-the-wall sweep, and you know what that means?
It's nearing to the end of the show.
It means get out of here, go back to work, and get on with your miserable life, Marshall. I'm joking. It's not miserable. It's awesome.
It's short it's and awesome sweet because we're running out of time.
It is. Plus, I also saved it with that double play. How good was that? Do you think Chantel's going to be impressed?
I reckon.
I think so. I look.
Those were lovely songs
look,
for her.
I may have forgotten her birthday, but it's her birthday every day waking up alongside me.
Yep, and those were lovely songs for her to listen to, so I'm sure it's forgiven now.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. She's a champ. She's, like I said, very understanding, forgiving, thoughtful, and lucky. I can't help myself. But, look, that was off the wall sweep. So, look, I'm excited because, look, it's only one more sleep to go till my beautiful daughter Katie comes over and we have an amazing weekend. And, look, this week's off the wall song, I've gone Warrapinya from the Warrumpy Band, and because I just want to end the show off on a high note with just some pumping music to get everyone going for the drive show.
For their weekend, yeah.
Yes, because we still got Clay and Kayla. They're coming up next with the drive show. So
yep, so if you awesome. Haven't heard that song that gets your weekend fired off, I'm pretty sure you'll hear it on the drive show.
Exactly. But I'll tell you what, this one right here is going to get everyone just pumping. Don't worry about that. Don't panic, kids. Look, if you are heading off, please be safe on the road. If you're heading home, please enjoy that time with your family, eh? And we'll be back here from 2 till 3 p.m. next week for the Truckin' Hour, eh? So, look, big guy, have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here next week. Yep. See you on the road.
See you on the road.
Bye.
a breaker 19. This here's a rubber duck.
This podcast brought to you by Competitive Trucking Insurance from Total Insurance Agencies. Be totally covered. TotalIA.com.au. And Seats Are Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats Are Us. SeatsAreUs.com.au.
Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the